Stephanie Laska. Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Keto Podcast. I lost 140 pounds by continuing to enjoy my favorite light beer, tortillas, and chocolate. I believe you can have your sugar-free cake and eat it too. You don't have to be perfect on the keto diet to be successful at losing weight. Your journey on Dirty Lazy Keto, it starts today. How to start the keto diet and lose weight, the keto diet for beginners. Here's the thing, you guys. A lot of you think it's magic. You think, so mysterious. How do you lose weight on the keto diet? I must look at my magic eight ball to get the answer. Will I lose weight? Will I not? Does the keto diet work? Does it not? It's not magic, people. You don't have to feel frustrated. You don't have to feel overwhelmed about how to start the keto diet and lose weight. You don't have to be upset if you have a stall. All you really have to do is go back to the keto diet basics. So I know a lot of you listening out there are not keto beginners. You're advanced, but maybe you're getting frustrated because you lost your way, or you're having a little plateau, or maybe you just need a little kick in the pants. No matter why you are here, I'm here to help. I'm Stephanie Laska. You guys all know I lost 140 pounds by losing weight on a dirty, lazy keto diet. And it's not just me that I've been able to help lose weight. People all over the world, such as Carol and Barbara, two members of the Dirty Lazy Keto Facebook support group, they practice this lifestyle, and together these two sisters lost 284 pounds. No hocus pocus, people. No magic to that. They didn't ask the magic eight ball and then suddenly lose weight. They just stuck with the basics. They kept doing it, and it worked. I know, right? It's very exciting. So I want to get into this today with you. I have 4 points that I want to go over. I want to keep it very simple. Very simple. I don't want anyone getting all stressed out about anything. But I do want to explain how these two ladies lost so much weight and how they kept it so simple. And the answer is right here in the article. It's not a secret, people. I've written this all down. I talk about it every week on my YouTube channel. I'm constantly trying to help you guys to lose weight and to keep things simple. When you get all complicated, or when you start wishing magic to happen, that's where problems start. So I want to go over the basics, and all this is going to be found in this teeny tiny picture. Can you see it right there? That is the Dirty Lazy Keto Get Started Losing Weight book. So all this can be found. So if I'm going too fast, or I'm saying something that you're not understanding, you need more explanation, it's all going to be here in your Get Started guide. Everything you need to know, everything I've ever said in a video that maybe you thought was too cheesy to watch, you can just read it here, and you can sidestep all this hocus pocus. But come on, this is way more fun. I want to be your friend through all of this, so I don't want you to stress. And I have 4 points that I want to go over. And first of all, I want to talk about ketosis. Did you hear what I said? Ketosis? You're all, what? Who knows what ketosis is? Put it in the comments. Do you know what it is, or do you not know what it is? I think it's really critical that we clear this up, because when you're in ketosis, that is when, did anyone write it? Ketosis is when your metabolism actually switches from being run on carbs or sugar, glucose, to being run on fat, like fat from your and other parts of your body. So that's a good thing, right? We like ketosis. Now, obviously, I said ketosis in a really simple way because I am focusing on the basics today. I don't want you getting all caught up in the science and trying to game the system and the pee strips and the me. No, we're just going to focus on how to lose weight on the basics, keto diet for beginners, kick in the pants for my lost souls who need a little extra help. Let's just focus on the basics. So ketosis works by burning carbs when you switch to a higher fat diet and when you eat a fewer amount of carbs. Did I lose anyone here? Now this works, I promise you. This is how I lost 140 pounds. This is me with better hair or worse hair, I'm not sure. I kind of like the new hair. But yes, this is me when I used to dye my hair myself in the bathroom with Lady Clairol. And, you know, it took me a while. I was like, what is happening? I have no idea why or how I was losing weight. I started this way before keto got all fancy and popular and in all the magazines. All I know is that I had really bad breath. Seriously. I was like, I got some bad breath and I'm losing weight and I don't really know why. And I didn't really care, to be honest. Let me ask you a question. How do you know that you're in ketosis? I shared my little secret. Bad breath. But what about you? Do you have a sign or a symptom that tends to let you know that you are in ketosis? I hope that you'll share that in the comments, because it's different for everybody. Not everyone experiences the same kind of warning sign that they have switched to that fat-burning, magical way to lose weight that we like to call ketosis. Say it like that every time. Ketosis. That'll make you feel in a happy mood and more excited about eating healthy. Right? So I mentioned that how you get into ketosis is really important, right? And you do this by eating a higher amount of fat in your diet. So for example, avocados. It's not magic. You eat healthy fats, more fats, as the majority of calories coming from in your diet. For example, like avocados. Does it have to be an avocado? No. No, it does not. Do not call me up, message me, text me, email me, comment. I don't like avocados. Then don't eat avocados. What about olives? Do you like olives? Find some real food that's high in fat. And I have videos for that. So there's no excuses, where I show and tell every food in the whole wide world. But find high fat foods that you like and start eating more of them. Now, I have to warn you a little bit. People get all crazy about certain kinds of fats. They're like, woohoo, I can eat fat. I'm going to eat fat all day long. You know what fat I love is heavy whipping cream and, oh, cream cheese. I'll just eat that all day long. And then before you know it, folks start mixing up batches of heavy whipping cream and batches of sugar-free Jell-O. Anyone out there done that? And pouring like a cup of this in their Starbucks coffee, or making desserts with boatloads of cream cheese, and they're like, ooh, I'm losing weight. Look at me eating fat all day long. Okay, this is where the magic, it's like David Copperfield. We're looking underneath the curtain. This is where magic disappears, and it all just goes poof. This is gonna be your recipe for disaster. As opposed to, we talked about eating real food that's higher in fat. The reason why is real food, well, I know this is technically real food, but it's kind of processed, right? I don't know. Eating real food that actually has a little fiber to it and using it in a different way than maybe you thought of before, that's going to help you stay fuller for longer. And my trick to do this, and this is why Dirty Lazy Keto is so different from a traditional strict keto diet, is I don't necessarily recommend you go buck wild trying to achieve some kind of random fat goal. You know, eating, popping like fat bombs and, like I said, pouring a bunch of cream in your mouth and in your coffee. I actually think that's going to cause you to gain weight, not lose weight. So instead of doing all that, I recommend you actually use fats, healthy fats, real fat food, to make food that maybe you thought of as boring and healthy, make that taste better. So for example, steamed green beans. Love them, right? Eat a big old giant bowl of steamed green beans and then melt some butter on top, maybe sprinkle some almonds on top. That way you're using the higher fat foods, which would be the butter and the almonds, to make the green beans taste better. It's gonna fill you up, it's gonna keep you fuller for longer, and ultimately help you lose more weight than just trying to eat butter or nuts alone. Does that make sense? One of the benefits of being ketosis is that you are not going to feel as hungry as you did before. It'll make you feel more satisfied. You'll also feel a little bit scandalous, like, woo, I'm getting away with something. That emotionally really helps a lot of us along. Wouldn't you agree? Let me know if this topic is tracking for you. Let me know if this is important and interesting to you. That way I know to do more videos like it. So make sure you're leaving a comment. Make sure you are giving it a thumbs up. So moving on, step two, just the basics. We're not getting fancy. Step two, how? You're probably wondering a little bit more about the how. Like, okay, we talked about some fat. Now what? Well, as I mentioned, with Dirty Lazy Keto, you're doing things slightly different way. So I do encourage you, this is a fridge magnet to help remind you. I encourage you to have more of the proteins, yes, the low-carb veggies, yes, and then fats to help you make it all taste better. Notice I didn't say the fat bomb or a cheesecake or, you know, four buckets of blueberries. That wasn't on my list, right? I was focusing more about what's on the bottom. Those foods are still available, but I do recommend that you limit or adjust, moderate, might be a better word, how many servings of those you're actually, you know, enjoying on a regular basis. That way you'll lose weight on the keto diet and not gain weight. If you would like a fridge magnet, I will be giving some of these away today. I'll pick some people at random in the comments and then contact you about receiving one for free on me. And I can only do this in the US because I mail them myself with my own little stamps. So forgive me, Canada. I don't think you should make it out to be that difficult though. If you make your meals and snacks as a keto beginner or trying to get back to basics as someone who's feeling frustrated or lost, if you build your plate around the three basics, every plate, every meal, every snack, you know, thinking about having some protein, a moderate amount at every meal, thinking about a boatload of vegetables, doesn't matter if you love them. We're not eating them because we love them, people. We're eating them because they fill us up. They fill us up. And then with the fat, they taste pretty good. Kind of like training wheels. Do you need to calculate ratios and get your math and get your little calculator out and your chart and No, you do not. Please put that all away. I think that will stress you out. It'll make you grumpy, irritated, and then you'll just be looking for shortcuts. Instead, figure out a way to eat healthier all the time. And then you'll start losing weight and it'll become a lifestyle you can do forever. It won't become magic. It'll be reality. So think about that. You don't have to be perfect with the ratios. Use a little bit of fat to make healthy food taste better. Protein at every meal. Foods low in carbs, specifically more vegetables. Now, you're probably going, okay, that was kind of a lot, Stephanie, slow down. Like, does anybody need baby steps here? Baby steps? Isn't she cute? She, he. Okay, I know you want some baby steps. So why don't I give you an example of what I would call like a perfect meal that would meet all these requirements of the protein, the vegetable, and the fat. And I'll also link up a full video about this at the end, which is just about meal planning, because I know that's important. So let's say in the olden days, a lot of people, if you were like me, we were always broke on a budget. We were always looking to do like spaghetti for dinner. We had pasta all the time. We'd make a boatload with big meat sauce, you know, crusty French bread. And then the family would eat that for a couple days. Now, we're not doing that anymore, right? This is all super duper high in carbs. Let me check. Oh my gerb. 42 grams of carbs for a serving. And a serving, you know, is probably a teensy tiny bit. At least me back in the day, I would eat probably 2 to 3 servings, right? At least I would. I was a big eater. So that would be like over 100 carbs of just pasta. I know. No wonder I weighed close to 300 pounds. It's real. So if you're trying to eat fewer amounts of carbs, right? And of those fewer amounts of carbs, you're spreading out your meals between higher fat, moderate protein, lower in carb. What does that actually look like if you don't have to be perfect? So instead of those noodles, why don't you make, can anyone guess what is horribly frozen into this bag here? Can you guess what that is in the comments? I know it's hard to tell, but these are actually frozen zoodles. Yes, I am that lazy that I often buy frozen zucchini noodles. Go ahead and judge. But these are frozen zucchini noodles, very, very easy to thaw, rinse under some hot water. And there's a lot of different ways you can cook it. You can boil it for like a minute. You can microwave it, even with a little bit of water if you wanted. My favorite way though is I like to heat up some oil. And once it's good and hot, I toss in my zoodles. They cook really fast and they have a little bit more flavor. The fat is the key. Did you see the fat? This is oil. You don't tend to overeat oil. Cream cheese, heavy whipping cream, those we tend to overeat. Oil, not so much. So be liberal with your oil. It'll make your food vegetables, people. Vegetables, ketosis. It'll help you to lose weight and keep fuller for longer. Now, what are we gonna do with these zoodles? We wanted to have spaghetti tonight, right? It was our quote unquote perfect meal. So we're going to have our spaghetti, and then we're going to need a low-carb, no sugar added sauce. This here is Hunt's no sugar added pasta sauce. Yes, you can make it from scratch. Yes, you can buy Rao's, which is like, what, $100 a can? Or you can buy a discount brand. Walmart Great Value has a pretty low carb option, and so does Hunt's. And for me, they're a little bit more affordable. You do you. I find this to be pretty healthy. Sometimes I'll even add pesto if I'm not in the mood to do a marinara sauce. I know, right? Pesto is full of healthy fat, oil, and basil, and delicious. Now, what about the meat? Do you want some meatballs or something? Make it a little Italian-y. Here's a product I recommend. Now, if you don't want to make your meatballs from scratch, because again, this is keto diet for beginners, or those of you who need a little reboot, keeping it simple. I like the Idel sausages. They come in different flavors and they're pretty low in carb. They don't really add sugar and a bunch of garbage. They're natural, plus they're pre-cooked. Hello! That makes dinner so much easier when you're not like doing all this, you know, home cooking from scratch. Idel's come in a bunch of different flavors, brands. This one's Italian style. Tastes great with the zoodles, with the oil, with the marinara sauce. That's money, right? Now, guess what? There's still some room in your tummy. You're still hungry. This is where I recommend filling in the gaps with more vegetables. I know you're so annoyed with me right now, but don't just eat vegetables that you don't like. You know, make them taste better by adding a healthy fat. So, for example, some dressing. Make a salad. Come on, everybody loves salad. Chop up whatever vegetables you happen to have laying around, you know, broccoli or bell peppers, maybe a little tomato, a little onion, add some herbs. But how many vegetables do you think was in that meal there? Calculate that for me and estimate how many you might eat in that particular dinner if you were to have that Italian quote-unquote themed perfect meal. That is a lot of carbs, right? And that's good. That is the secret to making dirty, lazy keto weight loss stick, is you learn to substitute foods, make them taste better, and eat healthier. That way you are not munching on, you know, keto-licious convenience foods, because we all love those. Let's get real. We love them. We all love them. But when you start shopping and you're buying stuff like keto cereal, I don't know about you, but I could eat like probably the whole bag. The whole bowl, like bowl after bowl after bowl, right? My lion, you get up late at night, you're like, ooh, I could use a snack. Next thing you know, you're having more cereal. Or another one that is very popular is keto breads. You know, you're getting out tortillas and you're making toast and you're making grilled cheese. And oh, I bought it at Aldi and it says keto on it. It must be fine. Well, I'm going to recommend that instead of all those keto type foods, my third tip for you to get back to the basics is just to eat real food. So if it says keto on it, cut it. And I know it's sad, but cut out all these ice creams, cut out the fake breads, cut out the cereal, at least till you get your footing. You have plenty of time to introduce these later. But if you're complaining because you're like, I don't know what to do. It's so complicated. I got to buy all this keto stuff. I'm not losing weight. If that sounds like you, cut out all this extraneous keto crap. I said it. And number three, focus on eating real food. Is anyone mad right now? It's okay, get it out. Get it out. Now I'm gonna get all crazy now. You might get really mad when I show you this one. Cut out the keto baked goods. Now I'm the queen of baked goods, people. This is my mini low carb cheesecake that I make like once a year at Thanksgiving. And then I make a couple extra. And then I hide them from myself in the freezer for emergencies. It's true. But here's the thing. I know that if I start eating too many deliciousness, low-carb, sugar-free treats, snacks, desserts, all this kind of stuff, I know what's going to happen. I will stop losing weight, and I might even put on a few pounds. It's possible. Why? It's not because they're, you know, like full of sugar. It's because I can't stop eating them. That's just me. Now, if you have a problem with certain foods, maybe cut them out for now. Cut them out in the beginning until you get your footing, until you figure out what you're doing. Then it becomes a lot easier to add them back in moderation or on a less frequent basis. I know. Don't you wish the keto basics, the diet for beginners would just be like so simple? You could just do this and do that and then you'd be good. I mean, yes, The important thing is you got to use fewer ingredients. You can be kind of fancy if you're willing to and you've got the time, but maybe in the beginning when you're brand new, make recipes that have few ingredients, like 5 or less. That way you can keep track of what it is you're eating. Because if you don't know what you're eating, it's hard to calculate the net carbs. It's hard to kind of put your finger on it when something is causing an up or a down, right? I know that you know I'm telling the truth. What's going to be more helpful for you guys is if you stick to real food. So what is real food, for example? Artichokes and mayonnaise. These are the kind of foods that will put you in ketosis. It's higher fat, it's low in carb, it'll fill you up. Yes, you're gonna add a little protein somewhere. Maybe some bacon on the side, a little bit of chicken, a couple slices of tofu, I don't know, whatever tickles your fancy. Some of that sausage we had earlier. But eating these real foods, you can keep track of this. You can look at the ingredients on the back and go, oh yeah, that's probably, you know, zero net carbs. I can handle that. It's easier to kind of keep track and keep on schedule. When you get all complicated and you start like drinking too much Diet Coke and not enough water, that's where things go awry. Yes, you can have those things, but as a keto beginner or someone struggling, needing to reboot, go back to the basics and just focus on things like water until you get going again. Then start adding in the more complicated stuff as you go. It's not magic, people. This works when you stick to really the principles, the bottom line basics of how you get into ketosis and how you start getting your body to burn fat instead of glucose. Okay? So what beginner advice do you have? I'm sure I'm going so fast. I mean, I'm trying to do this in a short little podcast and tell you like, you know, everything I've ever learned in a, you know, 15, 20 minutes. So tell me in the comments what I'm forgetting. I'm going to wrap it up with a number 4. And please share your comments. That way people will read them and also learn from you too, because we're a community. I don't know everything. Advice number 4 for back to basics, starting the keto diet. Be consistent. Be consistent. This one is no fun, but you don't want to be a flip-flopper. How dirty are my shoes? I asked for these my birthday. Nobody got them for me. Size 10, if you got an extra pair out there. But no flip-flopping. No ketosis one day and then glucose sugar the next day. You got to pick a plan, pick a lifestyle, and go all in. Be consistent. No more flip-flopping. That means, oh, I'm going to cheat on Tuesday, and then I'm going to have a chaffle on Wednesday, and then I'm going to have, you know, 7, I don't know, servings of cheesecake on Friday morning, but I'll be back on Tuesday. Yeah, that doesn't quite work. You got to just stick a plan, be consistent, follow all the basics without any craziness. You got to be honest with yourself. You want to keep track of what you're eating. You know, find a system. You can write it down on a calendar, a sticky note, on an app, but you've got to keep track of how many net carbs you're eating. Now, people eat a different amount of net carbs and are still able to lose weight. That depends on you. You know, your age, your gender, how active you are, how much you weigh to begin with, where you're at now, how much more you have to lose. All those things are going to affect how many net carbs per day you have to eat to lose weight. So don't be asking in the comments like, okay, tell me, people, exactly what do I do? How many exact carbs do I eat? It doesn't work like that. You've got to figure it out for yourself. You got to write it down, weigh yourself, monitor how much weight you're losing, and then you'll be like, oh, I need to stick with 20 carbs a day to lose weight. Or you might surprise yourself and be like, hey, I get to eat about 50 grams of carbs per day and I still lose weight. Holla. So keeping track has its benefits. It teaches you a lot and helps you stay on track. I know, right? That's why all these things go together. So keeping track, no flip-flopping. This is all about number 4. And while you're at it, make sure that you know how to accurately read a nutrition label. If this is something you need help with, I've got a whole video on it. It's not secret. And I'll walk you through it all step by step. And also in the books, as I mentioned, everything we're talking about, it's in the book. So go back to your Get Started guide. Everything is here with pictures to walk you through step by step. But if you don't know how to read a nutrition label, or you're getting confused about serving size or sugar alcohols or fiber, not sure how to multiply. You got to figure that part out before you can move forward. That's a critical building block of Dirty Lazy Keto and will help you if you're a beginner, an advanced keto dieter. It'll help you lose weight. You just got to know. You got to keep track. And this is the most exciting part of it all. You just keep doing it over again. You spin over and over. Can I go all the way around? You spin around and around you go. You just keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over again. And then you lose weight and you keep it off forever. And it becomes easier, I promise you. It really does. Well, tell me right now, what is the biggest challenge that you are facing? I hope that you'll put it in the comments. I hope that you share and that you're open and honest, because then I know how to help you. I may have already done a video that I could link up for you and provide that to you in the comments. Or you might give us some insight as to a new video we could do next week. So if you like today's video about how to start the keto diet and lose weight, the keto diet for beginners, we've all learned it's not magic, right? It's real deal once you follow the basics. If you liked all this kind of stuff, I know you're going to like the video I will link up next, which is all about meal planning. And I hinted at that earlier. You'll see this beautiful plate again, this very high-tech prop will be used for a whole video about meal planning. And I'm going to link that for you guys up next, because I think that's probably the next step in terms of helping you go to the next level as you become an advanced beginner or an advanced returner, right? So I'll leave that up for you next. So here's the deal, guys. Transformation is possible. I know you can lose weight on the Dirty Lazy Keto diet, just like I did, and just like Carol and Barbara and thousands upon thousands of other people from around the world. I know that you can do this too. Transformation is possible on Dirty Lazy Keto, and you can lose weight. You just got to follow the basics. Well, that about wraps it up, folks. Thanks so much for listening and for being part of the Dirty Lazy Keto community. I'm here to support you. I am here to help. Would you like to be notified when a new episode drops? Sign up for my free newsletter so we can keep in touch. Enter your email at dirtylazyketo.com and I'll just send you quick notifications when something new is going on. My newsletters are free, of course, and you can unsubscribe at any time. Did you enjoy today's podcast? Do me a favor, tell a friend. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the Dirty Lazy Keto podcast. I believe in you, my friend. I know you can do this. See you next week, Keto Superstars.